I think this is a hot, hot, hot story that we have today, so I can't wait to get started.
Hello and welcome to Your Career Revolution presented by the Entrepreneur Source. My name is Mike Toper and we have got an interesting story to share with you today and some great nuggets of knowledge to drop on you in today's episode. Here to join me right now, bringing my co-host Tamara Loring. She is the Chief of Brand Ideology for TES. Tamara, as we're recording this, it's a bit frigid, but we're going to heat things up today with this chat. How are you?
I'm great. And yes, let's definitely heat it up. I think this is a hot, hot, hot story that we have today. So I can't wait to get started.
And absolutely thrilled to bring in our guest, Dylan Brog and Scott Kaiser. They both have interesting stories and kind of how they worked it together. We'll have you guys introduce yourselves first, starting with Scott.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me. My name is Scott Kaiser. I'm a career ownership coach with the Entrepreneur Source located here in central Wisconsin.
And Dylan?
Hi, my name is Dylan. I'm owner of Handyman Connection of Canyon Rim and also a client of the Entrepreneur Source. And that's how obviously I got in touch with Scott. And I'm excited to see where today goes.
And we're going to dive into this kind of as we go along here, a little bit about your story and kind of Scott's guidance here. But just to kind of lay things out, Dylan, you know, you're a bit of a younger guy in terms of entrepreneurship. You had a bit of a background as far as your family. Your father, I know, owned a business. What inspired you to seek entrepreneurship?
Quite a few things. Obviously, growing up, you know, I was one out of a few kids that was always going to work with dad, kind of saw certain struggles with grandpa, with him and everything. So I've definitely been around it. And then as the years progressed, once he got into a position, he was able to help more and more people. And that's when I started reflecting on, wow, here is the big key of being an entrepreneur. Here's what you can take. And that was the ability to now reach out and help other people. And then obviously with his passing in 2020, kind of put a wrench in my plans of working with the family business. New ownership, few things changed kind of straight away from what he stood for. And that led me to, hey, what do I need to do or what can I do to still reach my personal goals and still have that ability to help people? And that kind of led me down this trail.
Wow.
And you mentioned that was kind of, can you just lay that out there? You mentioned like your personal goals. What were some of those?
Yeah, the main one, obviously this one's like my biggest pride and joy and my biggest goal that I have. And I want to own some property, you know, get a bunch of school buses and bus underprivileged kids up to the property, have a bunch of different people helping out. Bunch of different courses and anything that they want to do, anything beneficial to them, and kind of just be that person that is there for them, especially in these groups of children that they do feel alone. They don't have certain possibilities that maybe all of us have had, or we've had that person, that coach that has led us down, you know, these paths that we can go accomplish great things. And that's the main one is how am I going to get to the point where I can do that, whether it's time, financial, whatever it is, and looking at, you know, the entrepreneur side, that essentially led me to say, hey, this is going to be the best tool in order to reach that.
Wow. That's so inspiring. And like Mike, my host said, you know, Dylan, you are still very young. So many people are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, still figuring out what they're going to be when they grow up. And you had amazing role models, it sounds like, in your life, whether it was your grandfather, your father, just to show you what it looks like to become self-sufficient. Now, with his passing, you said that threw a little bit of a wrench in your plans. And for a little while, did you go into corporate America? Did you pursue a job? I'm just kind of curious to learn more about what led you back down the path of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, well, before I went off to college, I went out to Arkansas, played soccer out there. Obviously a little bit younger, a little bit less mature than I am now. Excited to get out of Utah. I was like, I'm never coming back. And I go, you know, find a job, do this. And then, you know, a week from graduation, get a call from dad. He's like, hey, you want a job? You know, I got one for you. And I also knew, hey, a little bit target on my back, just being the owner's son, and pretty much came back to help him. And then it just allowed me to build a relationship with him. That was kind of my foot in on that. And I could see him and I's relationship growing with that. I did, once he passed, I did end up leaving, did a few, you know, handyman jobs, some landscaping, some miscellaneous different jobs here and there, and just kept trying to go back and keeping what I saw as his legacy going. And then I got to the point where no matter what I was doing, the amount of effort, heartache, whatever it was that I was putting in, there was nothing else I could do. And then I realized, hey, his legacy is within all of his children. And that's when I said, hey, this is my time to, you know, I can keep that legacy going on taking who he was, the type of character he instilled in me, and just keep that going. And so I battled with going back and forth in the family business, and then finally was like, hey, I need to look elsewhere. So I was looking corporate, and then that's when I got in touch with Scott.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's one of the things, we talk about tomorrow. And you talk about it in the book, of course, Your Career Revolution, Reclaim, the Lifestyle of Your Dreams there, of course, obviously. And we always got a copy. But about the lifestyle, and that was a big thing. And Dylan talked about working with the children, right? Tomorrow is the lifestyle, the wealth, and the equity goals, kind of how that aligns.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people think the business is the dream. And what I'm hearing as I'm listening to Dylan's story, and I love it, is his father's legacy lives on through him. His dad planted the entrepreneurial bug in him, but it doesn't just need to be the coffee and water business that his dad was in. It doesn't just need to be one thing. The business can be the vehicle to attain the income, the lifestyle, the wealth, and the equity he desires. So what I love about Dylan's story is that he sees entrepreneurship and business ownership as a way to pursue that dream that he has, to buy more land in Utah, to serve the underprivileged, and serve kids with, give them experiences that they've never had before, maybe be a mentor or coach for them, much like Scott was a coach for Dylan, right? I don't know that he woke up one day saying, I always wanted to be in the handyman connection business. But at some point, he realized that maybe this is a pathway to be able to pursue my dreams.
Yeah, and while I ask, as we bring in Scott once again here, Scott, I want to ask you about connecting with Dylan here. And, you know, again, Dylan talks about coming from a background where, you know, he saw his family's business and then he sought entrepreneurship. You yourself, before becoming a career coach, you were a business owner as well. You know, how did you connect with Dylan, and how did your experience as a franchise owner kind of play into, you know, guiding Dylan and kind of showing him some of the ropes a little bit?
Well, I connected with Dylan through LinkedIn. You know, found a young man. I'm a native of Colorado, so I'm always can relate to people out west. And we made a great connection. And I think when Dylan came onto that first call, which, if I correct me wrong, was in his work van on the side of the road, and he, you know, I think kind of like a lot of clients, thought I was maybe a job recruiter or a headhunter of some kind, and I just really got to know him a little bit better. And once we started diving into his story, his past, his legacy, we talked about business ownership and finding that point of clarity. And as a franchise owner myself, I did see kind of the pathway of, you know, like tomorrow, like you touched on it, you know, when Dylan, you know, through this journey of discovery that we took and him sharing that, really that dream of his of helping underprivileged kids and getting some old school buses and helping out, you know, that was his real passion. the handyman business is not his passion, but it is his vehicle of success to be able to chase that passion. And so as we did this journey and we talked about entrepreneurship, it, you know, and I obviously educated him a little bit on the franchising system, which he was new to. Me being a franchise owner, knowing that this is a business you own, but you are not in it alone. And that's where the power comes from. So it was really, you know, kind of diving into different models based on his, you know, his goals and his lifestyle. And he's off to the races. It's been a long journey. And February 14th of last year is when we connected.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And if I could add to that, right, Dylan, you probably saw, you know, the challenges entrepreneurs face having their own business, having to figure out things themselves. So some people actually, that's the last thing they want to do. I think what Scott was able to do for you is tap into the knowledge that you have there, but provide you something where you could be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, especially at your age. I imagine that, you know, you realize that you probably don't have the business acumen and everything, but being able to have that safety net of a franchise where they have a replicatable, duplicatable model, I'm sure must give you quite a bit of comfort and certainly will help with the launch of the business. What do you think about that?
Definitely a major aspect of even like the decision-making was having that support. Like you said, it was something I witnessed day to day. My dad didn't have that safety net of people. And I saw a lot of time and energy that if he wasn't the one who always needed to have the answer, so he could, you know, put some of that weight on somebody else or brainstorm with another group, it could have saved him a lot of time. And I look back at if he had what I have now at the beginning of where he started, just like how different it would have been and how much more and, you know, greater of an impact he could have made with the same amount of time that he had, which was cut short, but having that support and everything was a huge deciding factor for me.
I'm not sure if we ever said it too. We keep referencing how, you know, Dylan being a younger guy in the entrepreneur business, when you got into your business that you're in now, as Scott pointed out, coming up on a year, how old were you?
When we started talking, I was 27. Yeah. Because I'll turn 29 in a couple months. So yeah, around 27 probably.
Why is beyond your years? Yeah.
And how important was that too? And Scott, and as you kind of explored, you know, you mentioned what you guys were looking for, and as Dylan, you know, kind of told you what he was looking for and how he was looking to achieve it. How did some of those things, how were you able to tie in, you know, his goals and kind of look for the right opportunity for him? Because as you pointed out, you know, Dylan, he wants to hike, or he wants to help kids with hiking and camping, and he's got a great business right now and he's got the mind for it. But again, you know, that might not necessarily be his number one goal. His goal is this interest in helping others and helping the youth. How did you kind of guide him down that path and look for the right opportunity that might align not just with his goals, but with something that he wanted to do?
Really, to be honest with you, Mike, it was really just a lot of listening, finding out exactly what, you know, he was good at, what he not necessarily was passionate about, but something that he could wake up every morning and enjoy to do. Lots of connections that he had with the Utah community. We looked at lots of businesses. You know, a lot of them were revolved around home services. And the power of having a coach is letting the client take that journey on their own and be able to ask the questions to different business models and then connect back with me to understand, what did you learn? What did you like? What didn't you like? Is this something that you could see yourself doing every day? And we did look at quite a few business models, and we actually took a pause for a couple months and circled back. And that's when, you know, I talked to him about a handyman business, and I could just see, as he was in his van in a canyon on his iPhone, I could see it kind of, oh, that's something that I could see myself possibly doing and being able to manage a team. And ultimately he made that decision, but really it was his journey to explore different avenues. It was just me to kind of support him along the way to see, is this really going to meet your income, lifestyle, wealth, and equity goals?
And Tamar, that's just like, again, from Your Career Revolution, the book, Reimagine and Reclaim the Life of Your Dreams. I think you touched on it. That's kind of what they talk about in chapter five, right? The business and kind of the dream for yourself.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we touch on in chapter five is exactly that, that the business does not necessarily equate the dream, but many people have this conception that I'll have to find my dream job or the dream business, and not realizing that it's part of the journey, that there may be multiple vehicles out there. Entrepreneurship doesn't come in just one flavor, right? Dylan's dad's business was not the only way a business can be run. He discovered franchising along the way. He discovered the handyman connection and realized that, you know what, this is something I can see myself doing. This is something that I can love. And guess what? If it checks all the boxes and he generates the kind of income he's always desired, he has the flexibility to pursue his other dreams, then the lifestyle box will be checked. If he's able to build a business and honor his dad's legacy and maybe build something that he could sell or maybe one day pass on to his kids, I mean, then I don't care what business you're in, you will start loving that, because that business then becomes the thing that allows you to live your life the way you want to live it, the life on your terms. So that's exactly what the book is about, right? Starting with that North Star, that vision of what life could be, and then exploring, like Scott said, right? It's not just, you know, love at first sight. It's really taking almost a pragmatic approach to saying, okay, how does this business, how does this vehicle serve my life's purpose? And if it doesn't, maybe I haven't found the right thing yet. So I'm not at all surprised. Scott has heard this many, many times before, but when our clients give themselves permission to have an open mind, 95% of the time, if they end up in a business, they end up in something completely different than they would have expected initially. And I'm sure this is the fact or the case here for Dylan too. So, you know, what gets me giddy is thinking maybe back a year or two where you were at in your life and looking at where you are today, right? You probably couldn't have imagined that this is what you would be doing, or even sitting on a podcast with us today talking about this journey.
Not from the van, at least. At least he's in a room today.
Right.
So we're a year in, or you're a year in now, Dylan. So kind of how has everything been going with the business and kind of your goal of achieving what you wanted?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's crazy to think it's just been that long, just a lot of knowledge coming in. You know, I've heard the expression, drinking from a fire hose. Mm-hmm. And this last year, that definitely makes a lot of sense to me. It's been really good though. Have conference coming up, onboarding a few more people and everything else like that. Definitely excited for this year. Getting some new vehicle wraps and some other material out there. Kind of get into the community a bit more. So it's very exciting, and I couldn't have thought, looking back, hey, this is where I'm going to be. Like you guys said, sitting in a room doing a podcast, talking about my company, like that's wild to me.
Well, as we as we wrap things up here, Dylan, that's fantastic to hear. And for you, Scott, what advice or recommendations would you have for somebody? You know, we do these podcasts and we talk to these entrepreneurs, and like I said, you can look for a change of career, look for a different opportunity for any different type of reasons. But whether that's for, you know, career burnout, or in this case, you know, just looking to facilitate your lifestyle, you know, if somebody's looking to make a change or looking for a different opportunity, what advice would you have for them?
You know, it's a great question. Really what it comes down to is, you know, as kids, we used to dream all the time. And as we got older, we just stopped dreaming. We really did. And it's time for us to start dreaming again. We come out of college and we're ingrained to get a job, get a corporate job. And that's what we've been kind of trained to do. But there's so much more opportunity out there. And it is a very complicated and scary space to do alone. And that's kind of where a coach steps in. Let's guide that path. Let's find that point of clarity. The number one thing in anybody's life that's the most important is just making a decision. You know, if Dylan decided not to answer my LinkedIn message, you know, almost a year ago, where would he be right now? He wouldn't be on this podcast, I can tell you that. It was just about being able to step outside that comfort zone, have an open conversation, and explore other opportunities. And hey, I'm here to tell you, there may be another opportunity in a W-2 job. That's great. but you owe it to yourself, you know, to dream, but dreams without goals are just dreams. So let's get aligned. Let's have a conversation. Do it in a safe space and really explore what is next for everyone's life. It's a short time we have on this planet. Let's not waste it.
Well, hiking and camping in Utah, that's a darn good way to do it. I know that. T, any
Gosh,
closing thoughts?
Scott said it so well. So it just reminds me of give yourself permission to dream like when you were a kid, and you'll be amazed at what possibilities present themselves. So thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dylan. It's been an absolute honor and a privilege to have you on our show today.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That'll wrap things up. We appreciate you guys for listening. Once again, Dylan Brog, Scott Kaiser for my co-host, Tamara Loring, the Chief of Brand Ideology for TES. My name is Mike Toper, and have a good one.